Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. You can get that app anywhere you get your favorite apps. Just go to your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. Download the Odyssey app. Look for WILK News Radio. Favorite us, and that's it. You got us. And you can use that seamlessly through your CarPlay when you're traveling around. If you shut it down and to go into a convenience store to get gas, as soon as you start her back up, you'll pick up where you left off. It's a great little thing to have if you're going in and out of the area. You don't have to worry about the signal. You can ask your smart speakers at home if you have them. Just ask them to play WILK News Radio, and you could listen live. And anywhere you get your favorite podcast, just search The Rob O'Donnell Show. So all the avenues you can listen to us here. I appreciate you listening to us today live from 3 to 6 on us. October 24th, 2025. It is Friday. Yes, it is. 309, 53 degrees. Looking at the weather here real quick. Let me see. Not bad. Maybe chance of a showers today. We've had that already. It just came through. Partly cloudy tonight. Cloudy with a chance of some morning showers tomorrow. Then mostly sunny on Sunday in the 50s, 40s at night. Come on. What's better to ask than that? How's everybody doing? Lots of stuff to talk about today. And we're going to cover it all. You had the Lackawanna County Commissioners debate last night. That was interesting. I was able to listen to it on the way home because it started just as we wrapped up here yesterday at 6 o'clock. You can check it out at ECTV and watch the replay, as I did again today in some portions. So just so everybody knows, I'm no longer a news talk radio show host here on the Rob O'Donnell Show. I shall herein be referred to as a National Radio Airwaves Ambassador. Jake, make sure you take note on that. We're having sashes made, for when I get back from vacation.
Fancy title.
There you go. We'll have some sashes made. You could be the National Radio Airwaves Ambassador's Engineer.
Ooh, I like it.
There you go. And fancy titles here. So that's. And if you watched the debate last night, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If not, we'll get to it a little later. Just to let you know, I will be on vacation next week, and I apologize. You will be subject to a week of best ofs, but we're looking to mix things up. It is me and the missus, me and Lisa's 30th anniversary, both on Sunday and Tuesday. I explained that yesterday. We were married in City Hall in New York on a Tuesday, on Sunday, the 26th. And then we were married in a church here in Moscow, Pennsylvania, St. Catherine of Siena, by a good family friend, the late Father Finn, Michael Finn, was a good family friend. He has since passed, and we're hitting 30 years. That's a big milestone. So we're going to be taking a little R&R. I'll be unplugging and decompressing. Yeah, I'll still be monitoring social media, but not to the extent normally. But don't worry, I won't let them get away with anything nefarious up here in local politics while I'm away. I'll catch on to it real quick. So one of the things that did catch my attention that we have to start off with today is there were some fireworks this week at the Wilkes-Barre Scranton International Airport over their law enforcement officer program. The six-member panel convened the public meeting to discuss this LEO program, as it's known, amid charges of grandstanding countered by the public's right to know. The issue was raised by Luzerne County Controller Walter Griffin, who asked the board about the program's cost and whether Lackawanna County is going to pay its fair share. Now, what this is there's about $150,000 cost to having an officer, a police officer, sworn law enforcement officer, I believe from Avoca, at the airport. Now, there is private security. There's also TSA. TSA is not armed. Private security or TSA do not have arrest powers. Last year, Bill Gohan, who also sits on the board, said that Lackawanna County is not in the financial position to chip in for this law enforcement cost. And this is a joint effort between the both counties, Lackawanna County and Luzerne County. So he again, even after last year, saying we'll revisit it next year because we're not in the county, even now, he said that Lackawanna County is again not in financial position to share the cost. In fact, Gohan is advocating for eliminating, saying we don't need police due to an analysis done by the airport's administration. We're going to dig into that. Don't worry. Gohan said that the airport's executive director, assistant executive director, and the director of public safety, who is a former air marshal, compiled an analysis and agreed the program is not needed. I would love for the executive director, Carl Beardsley, assistant executive director, B.J. Teichman, and Mark Baylor, the director of public safety, a former air marshal, to justify how they say law enforcement is not needed. Law enforcement is absolutely needed in our airports. And it's funny. The assertion sent Luzerne County Manager Romilda Caracamo into a compassionate plea to stop the discussion and schedule a meeting between the airport board, administration, the district attorneys for Luzerne and Lackawanna County, and on the viability of this law enforcement program. I would highly recommend that. I'm deeply disappointed by the obstacles being erected by Commissioner Gohan in our efforts to further secure the airport, Caracamo said. These barriers not only hinder progress, but also compromise the safety and security of our community. 100%, I agree with her. It is essential that we prioritize the implementation of effective measures and safeguard our airport, ensuring that it remains a secure environment for all travelers and personnel. His glib attitude is concerning, and I do not and will not kneel at the Bill Gohan altar. Good for you, County Manager Caracamo. Good for you. Now, Gohan, in his unique ways, took exception to Caracamo's comments, noting several times that he is an elective representative of the people of Lackawanna County, has the right to speak on their behalf, and ask questions on the matter that had already been discussed at length during the executive session. Well, I'm sorry, County Commissioner Bill Gohan. I have 30 years in law enforcement experience, and you do not speak for me. You are wrong here. The airport, on no doubt, needs law enforcement. And he says, the people who run this airport say the LEO program is not needed, Gohan said. The TSA has assured us that the airport is safe. The TSA is unarmed and does not have arrest powers. How much of a moron does this guy need to be this day and age to make comments like this? This is someone who, if someone speaks out of turn or talks in the galley at a county commissioner's meeting in Lackawanna County, has the deputy sheriff there within seconds to remove someone. How about you lead by example? And to say that the police could be there in 10 minutes if something goes wrong, do you know how much damage could be done in 10 minutes? And I would love to walk the security and the directors of the airport and the members of the board through a simulation of what could happen, how little TSA can do if it does happen, and how long 10 minutes actually takes and the damage that could be done. This is just unbelievable. Why doesn't Bill Gohan not have sheriff's deputies at his commissioner's meeting? Why aren't they across the street? They could be there in less than 10 minutes, I guarantee you. But nope, he has them right there in the room, and within seconds, watch any county commissioner's meeting, how many times he's had people removed because the sheriff's there. Here's someone who's saying your families, your loved ones does not need a law enforcement officer at an international airport in our community that has been growing, in passengers, that has been expanding. All you need is one incident to throw all that economic boon out the window. And look around the nation in the news. These incidents are happening day in and day out at airports like ours. Watch any Spirit or Frontier check-in line in any airport in America, and you could see what happens real quick. We don't need police at our airport. Are you out of your mind? And with great timing, let me bring in Walter Griffith on the airport. He is with Luzerne County. Walter, thanks for joining us.
Hey, how you? Good, Rob. Hey, as you know, I'm the county controller for Luzerne County, and I've been raising this issue at the airport for the past 2 years. And the issue that I'm having is the fact that we had a contract with the TSA back in 2021 that the county council adopted that would take the money from the TSA, that reimbursed the county for the fee for the law enforcement officers. The law enforcement officers' duties are nothing, are not to minimize what they do, but they just basically sit there until a TSA finds an issue with a passenger who's going through TSA, and they might have a gun, they might have some kind of something on their person that's not illegal. They would detain them, take them in the back room with the law enforcement officer. The law enforcement officer would arrest them. That was the function of the law enforcement officer program. Now, I certainly agree that we need to have security at the airport, as I said at the meeting. We do have, they spend like $600,000 for law enforcement, not law enforcement officers, but security at the airport, armed security. They're not law enforcement officers because they don't have arrest powers, and that was what the issue became. But at the end of the day, my concern was the County Council of Luzerne passed the contract to put this program in place. When the contract expired or was no longer funded, that service was supposed to stop until such time as the County Council adopts a new contract. None of that happened. The airport board just decided that they weren't going to be involved in anything, and they left it totally up to the airport director and the DA to put the service in place at the cost to the county. My concern is the county is it's a bi-county airport, to your point. They should be sharing the cost. Well, when we brought it up to the Lackawanna County at the meeting, they said, oh, well, we're not paying for any of it because we don't have any money. Well, here's a newsflash for you. Luzerne doesn't have it either. But if it's a necessary item, we need to share the cost. So if it costs us $12,000 a month for law enforcement officers, Lackawanna should come up with six, and we should come up with six. And when the reimbursement comes back from TSA, then we don't have to pay it anymore. But Luzerne shouldn't be paying the bulk of the whole thing. And that's been my argument for 2 years, and that's why I brought it up at the meeting, is the airport's making money every single month, and they're paying nothing towards law enforcement officers except $2,500 to offset the cost, which they're really not obligated to do without a vote. The board never voted on any of it. And then I have an issue that they had an executive meeting in the back, the stuff that has nothing to do with executive privilege. They're discussing stuff before the meeting even happens that's going to happen at the meeting. And then we come out to the meeting. As you know, Rob, they came out to the meeting. They talked about everything that happened in the executive session. That's forbidden. If it's an executive session, you can't talk about it in public. You're not allowed. That's the whole point of executive session. So I said to the board, I said, so you had an executive session because it's privileged information, and then you come out to the meeting and you talk about stuff that's executive session. So then why did you have the executive session? Well, because we were talking about a contract. Well, then why are you divulging it here at this meeting? It's public information. They don't have a handle on what's going on at that airport, and the board is pretty silent on a lot of it. And the partnership agreement's identical of that whole issue. 4 years I sat on that board listening to that board talk. Not once did they mention the partnership agreement, not once. All of a sudden, they came to the county council meeting last week and said, if we don't approve this partnership agreement of any kind, we're going to lose $21 million worth of funding. Where have you been for 4 years? This thing has been on the table for 4 years. You never even discussed it. Now, a month before the time, it's going to expire. Now we have to run through all kinds of hoops. This is silly.
Oh, no.
So they don't really have a handle.
No doubt. And as a Lackawanna County resident and taxpayer who has 3 decades in public safety, I'm all for splitting that cost and having a sworn law enforcement officer at this airport. Now, I would also like them to look at if they're paying $500,000 in private armed security, Could that be reduced by $50,000 or $60,000 to lessen the cost on both Luzerne and Lackawanna County? These things also need, listen, take the TSA out of this. They have no authority to restrain. They have no authority to arrest. They're unarmed. They are clearly a screening organization. So as far as the public safety of the passengers, the personnel that work in this airport, the pilots, the people who work themselves on the ground there, you need sworn law enforcement there. Armed security is good, and if that's the go-between, let's reduce armed security a little bit to make sure we have an armed law enforcement officer there. But this meeting with both district attorneys and everyone present to hash this out, I hope they all have the stats, because you know all you have to do is peruse through the news, even here in our area, and every few months somebody's caught with a gun at TSA. You don't have an armed security, an armed police officer there. Something could go bad very quickly. And
sure.
10
and
minutes?
And at the end of the day, Rob, the board makes the decision. You don't have to have the DA there, and you don't have to have the other DA there. The board makes the decision to make a vote, do it by unanimous vote, and say, okay, we think we need armed security based on the information we're getting from the two DA's office. Why take the whole thing through a rabbit hole when you know you need the security because the DA says so, and you need to have law enforcement officers there because that's the right thing to do? Then just put it up for a vote and let the board decide who's going to pay for it. At the end of the day, you should pay for it if that's a recommendation that we have to have it. If the DA comes and says, yeah, we need to have it, and the board says, you know what, we don't want to spend the money, and you voted no, what was the sense of having them there? I mean, seriously, I mean, if we need it, just pay for it. The airport's making lots of money.
Public safety is not something we nickel and dime on, and that's going to be my stance on it to the very end. Walter, thanks for joining. I got Chris Chermak on the line, and he was part of this conversation as well, so I'm going to go directly to him now, so I appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. And let me bring in Lackawanna County Commissioner Chris Chermak, who was part of this meeting, and I believe during the meeting said that Billy Gaughan doesn't speak for the entire county, he speaks for himself.
Correct. That's right. So, and I've been listening to what Walter had to say, and I do agree with a lot of what he's saying, but I don't agree with everything. I do think we need to sit down with the two district attorneys. I know our district attorney here, Brian, is very interested in the program and is all for it. And it's basically the reason for bringing them in is they have different financing options and different grant options that are available. I do think, and I've been saying all along, I agree with Romilda Crocomo and Leanne McDermott. I know she's on board. I can't speak for everyone else, but we are in favor of the LEO program, and it's just an added level of security for the airport. Our airport is very safe, but we need to keep it that way.
With the economic boom that this airport has continued to bring, the growth, every month we're getting increased travel numbers through this airport. Airlines are going to different destinations. You have one bad incident there, and it's going to turn people away, and it's going to damage it for months. And like I said, if they're paying $500,000 a year in armed security, maybe there's room to lessen that a little bit to help offset the cost from the counties. But you do not nickel and dime public safety, especially not to the tune of $175,000.
Well, no, nobody knows more about that than you, and I agree with you. But, we're not even talking about that much money. If it was split, even if we split it three ways, Lackawanna, Luzerne, and the airport, you're talking about, about $40,000 each. It's not a big deal. But I would like to, I think it would be smart to involve the two district attorneys.
Oh, 100%.
And get their opinion, because they're the chief law enforcement officers there. And see what they have to say. But, our airport's safe. I want to make sure that's perfectly clear. We do have LEOs there now. We have the local Pittston police are in and out of there all the time. And we have our armed security force that are there. We can manage. But you're right. We need – you can't put a price on the safety of the airport and the traveling public.
Not at all. And I find this ironic coming from Commissioner Gaughan, who says, police could be there in 10 minutes. Here's someone who has a deputy sheriff in his county commissioner's meetings and is quick within seconds to use them if someone's out of line to have them removed. I mean, the county sheriffs are right across the street. Why can't he just call them if he needed them rather than have them there? I mean, but here's someone who's going to tell me that my family can travel through one of our airports without police protection there.
Right. No, you're 100% right. And again, I think I think we can sit down, and Sam Sanguidoce is certainly on board, and I know he gets along very well with our district attorney, Brian.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gallagher, and I know they can work something out. And again, if they don't have grants or ability to pay for that, well, then we'll have to look at it where the county can step up. But we're not talking about millions of dollars here. It's certainly doable.
Absolutely. Well, Commissioner Chermak, I appreciate you joining in this conversation. You were at the meeting and saw firsthand, and it's disheartening that we have someone speaking or allegedly speaking on the behalf of the county with such ignorance, especially when it comes to public safety here, everybody, regardless of party in Lackawanna County, can agree is needed.
100%. And he's no longer speaks for Lackawanna County. So, he can speak on his own. That's about it.
Well, that's good to hear. Thank you. I appreciate you for joining the show, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's 3:27 here at WILK, and I'm long overdue for a break. We'll go to a break now. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. There's a doozy coming up with the next story, but I'm going to give it to you in just a second. But you're going to call your friends and tell them to listen to the radio. Let me tell you first about my friends at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. Listen, I had three criterias for a company to put in my split air ductless system. I wanted a local company, I wanted a family-run company, I wanted a company that uses top-of-the-line equipment. And that Mitsubishi electric heat pump system, that split-air ductless system that they put in is just outstanding. And they checked every box there. They've been in business for decades here in Northeast Pennsylvania, and their name's on everything they do. Rob came to my house, scanned each room, told me exactly what size units we needed, and they were right on the money. We've been using them every morning, that heat pump system, the pump out a little heat, 72 degrees, instantly, bam, heating up the room. Fan goes back and forth to distribute it evenly throughout the room, low to high, so the heat rises, so you get it down low, and it makes the room feel comfortable in mere minutes. And we only have to run it for about 30 minutes. It heats out, takes the chill out of the air. This morning by me, it was 40 degrees. So, we took the chill out, and within a half an hour, we could turn the unit off. These things are just outstanding. I'm going to go till November 1st this year, for the first time, without having my primary heat source on, just by turning these things on a little bit in the morning and maybe a little bit at night before we go to bed. They are Mitsubishi Diamond Elite contractors, which means they install everything right to the specifications of Mitsubishi Electric. They are also trained premier comfort specialists if central AC or heating or boilers are the way you want to go. 24/7 service, 365 days a year, cool club maintenance plans, water heaters same day. And that family name, Jim, Rob, Taylor, Lauren, whenever you're dealing with them, you're dealing with the family and their name's on it, and they're going to treat you as such, not some big corporation, not subcontractor. So check them out for all your HVAC needs at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com, and see what they can do for your heating and air conditioning needs. So there's some news coming out of the Times Tribune, and this is coming from Jeff Horvath from the Times Tribune. It just was posted about 40 minutes ago. Brenda Sacco and Chris Chermak plan to a reorganization meeting to replace Bill Gaughan as chairman. They're also replacing the county solicitor, among other personnel changes. That's right. Democrat Lackawanna County Commissioner Brenda Sacco and Republican Commissioner Chris Chermak will apparently replace Democrat Commissioner Bill Gaughan as chairman of the three-member board during a reorganization meeting Monday. That meeting will take place at 10 a.m. at the fifth floor conference room of the County Government Center in downtown Scranton, per the agenda. Sacco and Chermak also approved Friday personnel changes with the county's legal team, making attorney Paul James Walker of Clark Summit County Solicitor, while reassigning former solicitor Donald Fredrickson. Now, he's the one who led us through Lackawanna County residents, all these faulty lawsuits that was turned down at every turn, to the position of general counsel. So he's going from county solicitor to the position of general counsel. Attorney Jack Price, who had been general counsel, was transferred to guardian ad litem position of the Office of Youth and Family Services per approval to hire and approve to transfer form signed by the two commissioners. They were among what are expected to be a series of changes approved by Chermak and Sacco, who took office on Wednesday pursuant to the county home rule charter. And we'll see where it goes from here. Fredrickson repeatedly represented the county and Gaughan in his capacity as commissioner in the lawsuit challenging the charter appointment process. "I never saw a resume for Mr. Walker," Gaughan said Friday. "It's clearly backroom politics at its finest." Yeah. Look at the pot calling the kettle black there. Asked for a response, Walker said, "I'm not clear on how it is that. Anybody can ask Donnie Fredrickson how he feels about it," Walker said, praising Fredrickson as an institution in the county. "I just got off the phone with him, and he seems very happy. Efforts to reach Fredrickson were not immediately successful." Gaughan sharply criticized Sacco this week after over the suggestion that her commissioner tenure should be anything but temporary, arguing such an outcome was disenfranchising county voters. This is coming from the same county commissioner that said an election was illegal for the first couple of months of this whole fiasco. He said Friday he's been concerned from the beginning that Sacco and Chermak would take the county back to the chaos and the political dysfunction. Oh, this guy has just wants to rewrite history and contributed to a financial crisis and operational issue he inherited upon taking office in 2024. No, Commissioner Gaughan, that was former commissioner, Democratic commissioners, Debbie Dominick and Notarianni. Your cohorts who dumped a load of crap on you. Not Chris Chermak, not Brenda Sacco. Former Democrat majority dumped it on you. At least remember history correctly. This kind of erratic behavior from Commissioner Chermak and Commissioner Sacco, I fear, will jeopardize the stable financial path that I have the county on currently. I have. There's no I in team, Billy. Come on. This is clearly a personal vendetta against me because I had the audacity to ask everyone to play by the rules and do the right thing when I came to office last year. No, you didn't. You didn't ask everybody to play by the rules and try to do things. You first said that an election was illegal when your buddy skipped town. And it's amazing to me how there's not more questions of what atmosphere Chairman Commissioner Bill Gaughan created at the county commissioner's office and why Matt McGlone left and disappeared. Just poof, gone. Out of sight, out of mind, out of everywhere. And a lot of that was based on the atmosphere that Bill Gaughan oversaw, let happen under his leadership. And then said that an election was illegal for months. And then when the Democratic committee, as per the charter, wanted to pick, as per the charter, home rule charter, three individuals, Bill Gaughan said, no, I have this one person that I handpicked. This is the person I should be able to get because I'm the one running things. No, you were the one elected as part of a board to run things, not you. So if you want to talk of abuse of power, if you want to talk abuse of authority, you want to think about faulty legal premise where you've been found wrong at every turn in the court system, every court going up the line, that was all you, Bill Gaughan. So yes, it is time for the county to move forward. And if a Democrat and a Republican are coming together in a bipartisan manner to sit you in the corner, I'm all for it. And so are probably most people in the, outside of your little clan in the county. So there's the breaking news that's coming right from Jeff Horvath over to Times Tribune. So it's interesting that news coming in the next couple of days. It's almost makes me wish I wasn't on vacation next week. Almost. It's 3:43 here at WILK.
Attention all shoppers. We got a welfare check on aisle 5 for Bill Gaughan, a welfare check for aisle 5 for Bill Gaughan. That's coming from the National Airwaves Ambassador. Thank you. Over and out.
I appreciate welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show. Got a bunch of text messages on that. That was one of them. Welfare check on Bill Gaughan, aisle 5. Nobody puts Billy in the corner. I was just thinking that we need you here to cover the drama next week. My wife just texts me, absolutely not. Don't even think about it. I might be able to sneak a post on Facebook every now and then. So if you're not following me on Facebook because you're not going to hear me on the air, check me out at Rob O'Donnell on Facebook. A lot of you are already. I get it. A lot of talks to text here. Listen, if you ever want to look at failed policies in its infancy, never fails to look at California. The California Union, we'll get to that in a minute. A California Union proposes a one-time tax on billionaires to offset Medicaid cuts. Now, this is coming from the SEIU, the Service Employees International Union, wants to propose or has proposed a 5% one-time tax on billionaires in California to address federal funding cuts in health care for low-income and illegal immigrants. Now, proponents, including the SEIU union, hope to place a statewide measure before voters next year. The tax would be on the net worth of California's richest residents. A small portion of it would also help fund K through 12 education, since the federal government has threatened to withhold grant money. They need 870,000 signatures to get it on the ballot. Here's the thing, though. 5% tax on the richest individuals, the billionaires of California. They're just going to leave. It's as simple as that. They're just going to leave. This has been tried and failed in other portions of the world. It's why it's not done. Billionaires already pay more than their fair share. It's been proven time and time again. I know it's a catchy phrase. I know a lot of us think about it and go, well, if they got all this extra money they can spend. Well, and if you start abusing them, they just leave. France did this with what was called a yacht tax. A lot of millionaires and billionaires owned yachts, right? You know, they have the money for these toys, and they had them. And they were in France, and they'd travel around. So France in its infinite wisdom, said, we're going to create a yacht tax because all these rich people have yachts. And if they could buy money, if they can spend, if they have all the extra expendable money for yachts, disposable cash, as they like to call it, well, then surely they can pay tax on this because, and they won't even miss it. They won't even miss it. Well, what happened here? And you could look this up. You can do your own research on this. The majority of those yacht owners just took their yachts and registered them in Spain. Where there was no yacht tax, Spain was more than happy to pay the register, you know, accept the registration fee for registering their ships, their yachts in Spain. They had to travel to Spain more often, so they were going to Spain to spend their money and dock and, you know, helping with their economy and infrastructure. A matter of fact, Spain thanked France for helping it increase its portage for such ships, restaurants around where these yachts went, bars, high-end stores, retail, because these yachts were coming into town all the time now because they were registered in Spain and had to go back every now and then. The France yacht tax, look it up. Yeah, again, it sounds great, but you know, your billionaires, your millionaires, they are the ones who are most available to just say, screw this and leave. I'm done. Yeah, I'll keep my house here in San Francisco or on the water in Mission Beach, but I'm going to buy my primary residence in Colorado. I'm going to put my primary residence in Nevada. I'm going to put my primary residence in Florida. And this is just my secondary vacation home. Because most billionaires don't work 9-to-5s and get W-2s. They usually earn most of their money through their investments, through stock benefits. So it's not like they're have to be somewhere to work a 9-to-5. But it just goes to show. And here's one of the largest unions, the SEIU. That's spearheading this. So never seeks to, and they believe it'll bring in $100 billion in revenue. So never fails to look at California for how not to do things. But does Pennsylvania learn? Not often. It says, if we do not do this, millions of people are going to lose health care and untold numbers of people will go without treatment. And there'll be tragedy after tragedy, said Dave Reagan, president of the SEIU, United Healthcare Workers West. Billionaires would have to pay for tax year 2026, and the money could start being appropriated in 2027. The tax would generate $100 billion in revenue for state backers. Why don't we have SEIU union workers in the healthcare exchanges instead of their own private platinum healthcare plans? Wouldn't that shore up the Affordable Care Act? Having millions of American union workers into the Affordable Care Act, but they've never touted for that. And it's interesting that the SEIU spearheading this is the United Healthcare Workers. Yes, we should tax our billionaires to help pay for health care. And it's interesting because anytime you see the federal government get involved with healthcare costs skyrocket because they know it's guaranteed, just like higher education, just like colleges and universities. The price has far outpaced inflation because of government guaranteed loans. So they know that they're going to get this money. The colleges and universities could care less if you put yourself in a life of debt to pay their inflated fees and costs, just like healthcare. If you look at when the Affordable Care Act passed and what health industries' profits were made, making it skyrocketed after 2010. So this isn't about helping anyone. It's about taking and giving in areas that they deem fit. It's coming up on 3:55 here on WILK. We got the Bloomberg Money Minute, but again, always look at California if you want to see what not to do. And here's it's proven it doesn't work. Well, it's coming up on 4 o'clock here on WILK News Radio. We got just about over a minute here. This Trump terminates the trade talks over with Canada over this Ontario fake anti-tariff ad featuring Ronald Reagan. Listen, I did a deep dive into this. I listened to the original recording of Ronald Reagan on this. And listen, are they Ronald Reagan's real words in this ad? Yes, they are. Are they cut and rearranged to fit a certain narrative, this anti-tariff narrative? It is. If you look at its contact, even the Ronald Reagan Foundation has said that this this ad from Ontario, Canada, that's being played across, a multi-million dollar ad being playing across America, is misleading, and it takes what Ronald Reagan was saying at the time out of, and I believe 1985, out of context. But of course, the ones who I listened to both, and it sounded like it was the same to me. That's because morons are translating it for you. When the Ronald Reagan Foundation says this is totally taken out of context, it's not in the order that it was set in. Why are they rearranging the order of different sentences that were said if it was the same context? They wouldn't have to change a thing. Also, why would Ontario, Canada be spending millions of dollars on ads in America to sway American citizens if they were on the right side of things? They wouldn't. They wouldn't. It's, again, it's political propaganda that's forced down your throat, and a lot of people buy it. And you hear that day in and day out. It's 4 o'clock here at WILK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.